This is a dictation for Alicia Robinson, ALICIA ROBINSON. Date of service is 6/14/2022. The date of birth is 3/11/53. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation, and she reports that she has severe headaches, pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, with constant radiation to both arms, both legs, anteriorly and posteriorly. And these are from 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, affecting her life and ADL to the tune of 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. She reports that she'll be seeing a neurosurgeon for clipping her aneurysm, and a new MRI and MRI of the brain was ordered. She also undergoing a MRI for cervical spine, thoracic spine, and lumbar spine soon. She also sees Dr. Bhuti Kanta, who is either a neurologist or a neurosurgeon. She sees Dr. Nasser as an orthopedic surgeon, and he provided a splint for the fracture of the right radius, the distal part of the radius, along with all with the styloid process. The patient has been doing physical therapy at RIMN. Pain levels are from 8 to 10. And the ADLs are reported affected is 10. Currently, she's out of the medication and pain. She has no improvement in the pain, only 10%. ADLs that are reported by the patient are as follows: the general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. System review. Patient reports of headaches with difficulty sleeping and poor work performance without any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, or any blackouts, fainting, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient reports no consistent disorientation at this time, or loss of memory, anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has generalized pain, especially in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, along with stiffness in the neck and lower back and both shoulder stiffness, both shoulder pain. There is a pain in the right side of the wrist and hand, due to the fracture, right hip pain, right ankle and foot pain, and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports diarrhea, however she denies any nausea, vomiting, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, the patient reports no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has worsened. She has extreme headaches, spine pain from neck, mid-back, lower back, severe pain in the right hand with the fracture and the arm. Medical history, she reports that she has had a MRI today on 6/14, and tomorrow and on 4 days she will have the cervical spine MRI, lumbar spine. Surgical history, none. Hospitalization, patient was enrolled at RIMN for physical therapy, but the pain was unbearable. And she will again restart it. She could not carry out due to the lack of pain medication. Weight loss is not present. No the trauma. Current pain medication, fear and all with codeine and tizanidine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is full compliance is reported. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 117/90. Pulse is 84. Pulse ox is 98. Rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 5/25/2022, dictation number 0602-096, along with diagnosis. Plan of care is as follows. We will provide patient with Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hour PRN for 15 to 30 tablets to help go over with the pain. Meantime, she is undergoing a diagnosis with the diagnostic investigation of MRI. MRI is being done, MRI of the cervical spine, and the lumbar spine is being done, and her meds have been reviewed. She's taking some diet food from some doctor, God knows why. But I'm concerned about her overusing the medications. I've advised her regarding marijuana that is available in the state of Michigan. And we'll see her after the MRIs are done. Thank you.